This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Specialty Crop Producer Assistance deadline is approaching. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
Lasting longer than originally projected, now that the theory has been tested, those would be wood chip bioreactors and the focus of the latest Pods of Potential podcast from the Iowa Soybean Association.
Monitor 10 H bioreactors, only three of which needed an immediate recharge. That evidence sort of suggests that these things could definitely last longer than 10 years, and so right at 10 years, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a wood chip recharge.
ISA Conservation Services Manager Alex Busman says a wood chip bioreactor could make your operation more environmentally friendly and be funded by cost share. Pods of Potential, episode 14 on your favorite podcasting platform.
A deadline is approaching for U.S. specialty crop producers to sign up for marketing assistance. Applications are now open for USDA's new $2 billion Marketing Assistance for Specialty Crops program. Danny Munch, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the program provides much-needed support for those who grow fruits, vegetables, and nuts.
Yeah, the Marketing Assistance Program for Specialty Crops is a USDA initiative that will provide $2.65 billion in financial support to specialty crop producers. The intent here is to help farmers who grow specialty crops manage marketing costs and expand into new markets. Even though those are goals of the program behaves more like general assistance, as there's really no requirements to show the aid was spent on marketing, so really to support specialty crop producers generally.
Munch said specialty crop growers face different challenges than other farmers and ranchers.
Specialty crops, which includes things like fruits, vegetables, and nuts, many times they're highly perishable and labor intensive. They often require specialized equipment and manual labor, which drives up costs. For example, the average specialty crop farm spends $142,000 on labor annually, which is 533% higher than the labor expenditures for any other operation across other commodities. Additionally, there's fewer risk management options.
Munch added that time is running out to submit applications.
USDA actually extended the deadline from January 8th to January 10th, so this Friday. Farmers can visit their local FSA office or give them a call, check out USDA's MASC webpage for more details, and get those applications in by Friday. USDA also raised the payment limit from $125,000 to $900,000, so that's a good sign for some of those operations. And we have a market intel that describes how some of those payment calculations will work.
For more information, visit fb.org. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.